Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A man was shot in Dearborn early this morning in a house that was filled with people, including five children. WWJ's Mike Campbell is live and local from the scene. Mike?
And Tom, as far as we know, and as far as police are telling us, the man they think did this shooting is still on the run, or at least they are still looking for him. This happened at Banner in Boston, which is west off Michigan, off Telegraph, pardon me, south of Michigan Avenue. A little bungalow house here that has yellow tape all around it for a couple of houses on each side of it. As police conduct their investigation, the shooting happened with four adults and five kids in the house. This grandmother was called to pick up the kids and her daughter, who are okay, along with the other adults. One adult shot three times in the hospital.
Well, that was my daughter's, the father of her son, and, you know, it's just been domestic all the way around. Police been called over here several times, with him just popping up, trying to sneak in the house, breaking the house. You know, he's just doing bad things. And I guess he was just jealous, didn't know how to let go, like a graveyard love.
And she says that it is the ex that did the shooting. It was just an innocent bystander, is how they describe it. One of the adults in the house who's at the hospital, his condition is unknown, shot three times. Again, police still looking for the shooter. Reporting live in Dearborn, Mike Campbell, WWJ News Radio 950.